I would love to do their sport full time.
Gaspar, do you have any brothers and sisters that ski?
Yeah, sure. My little brother is now competing as well. He's trying to qualify for World Cup as well.
Wow.
But my sister, she makes just for fun, but she skis as well. I guess in Switzerland, it's quite used to ski, alpine skiing or Nordic skiing.
How about you, Diedrich? Any brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister, and she skied when we were younger, but it wasn't for her, I guess. Now it's more on a, like, just for fun.
How about other sports growing up?
I tried almost everything. I was a soccer player for many years as well, and that's what I wanted to be when I grew older, but I was better at skiing, so then it was an easy choice. And I played some handball. I don't even know if you know what that is.
I know handball.
But yeah. And yeah, some biking and running. And
handball you're talking about is kind of like on a basketball court where they have like a soccer goal, something a little smaller than that, obviously, but you try to throw the ball in the goal.
Yeah, it's the same concept as football or soccer, sorry.
Yeah.
Soccer.
How about what percentage of kids in Europe grow up playing soccer? Seems like everybody that I've talked to from Europe, I started playing soccer and I did this also, and then, you know, I decided to do, you know, this.
Yeah, there's a lot of people playing soccer, and it's a very good place to, when you're younger, to get friends and to get in sort of an environment.
Seems like it would be a great sport to train for other sports as well. Obviously, you know, learning footwork and just the endurance that it takes to play soccer as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's that's, I think, what you hear about when people are professional and an athlete. They started with a very wide basis of a lot of sports, and then they start narrowing in as they get older.
How about the team now? You guys got a few races left here, big races coming up. You're both heading down to the Twin Cities this weekend to compete. Talk about the upcoming weekend down at Worth Park.
Yeah, well, it's going to be exciting. It's forecasted pretty cold temperature, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it's always exciting to get to new places and ski. And Gaspar has done very well, so he is probably already qualified for the NCAAs. For me, I need to step up my game a little bit there, but I hope it will happen this weekend.
Well, you had a great start to your career here at Michigan Tech. Got a podium finish in the sprint race at the U.S. Nationals. How cool was it to have, you know, you guys obviously trained here and had a chance to ski on our trails and have such a big event, you know, on the facility that you've been training on?
Well, that was awesome. It was all the races were, it was really fun. People came to watch, and this little place got together this big event, and they made it a really good event. There was no problems or anything. So, and to do well in the sprints, of course, was a lot of fun. And
yeah. Gaspard, talk about the rest of your season, what you're looking forward to and what your goals are.
So my shape is going up on up, so it's good. And now I'm looking forward for the main races. For me, it's going to be the national NCAAs. So I hope to train well, to make good races, to make my self-confidence very good. And then probably a top 10, top 5 could be nice for the NCAA with a good shape. But it's still just a race for one day, so it's not easy.
You got to be good on that one day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Do you do any shooting? You talked about biathlon. Do you do any shooting? Have you done any shooting since you've been over in the States?
Yeah, I did a little bit shooting because I went back in Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
But actually, here I miss a little bit shooting because we don't have a shooting range. So, and it's very difficult to bring a gun from Switzerland to US, so it's a kind of big deal. But I miss a little bit shooting for sure, yeah.
Well, I wish you guys the best of luck this week and the rest of the way. It's really cool that you guys came in this morning nice and early, and I don't know. Wes says we got you out of something. I don't know.
they had some conditioning, I think, with Coach Hagemiller this morning.
Yeah, you guys are in shape already.
Yeah,
you're good to go.
It was a good deal, I guess, to come here and not to be with Coach Hagemiller.
Yeah, they're here at 6:30 sleeping on the chairs out there. So, oh, we appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks a lot. And, again, good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right. Diedrich and Gaspar, you can keep track of them on the Michigan Tech website, MichiganTechHuskies.com. And we'll have more Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a little bit here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Right now, weather is brought to you by Superior.
Does payroll and